You're wondering. The lightning bugs right now are particularly spectacular. I can repeat this as well because we're still in that space where we don't know if it's recording, but the lightning bugs are setting off a light show. It looks like a disco ball spread throughout the entire tree line. They're going like from the ground level to 30, 40 feet in the air. I don't know. It might be over. How many feet in the air do you think that is?
Well, up to the trees.
Up to the trees. Yeah, I'm just trying to guess how high that is. Because it's just, it's just divine. This is Rachel and Sarah. It is day 20 of Atlanta to the Atlantic. In which
we are traveling in kayaks from Atlanta to the Atlantic Ocean.
In order to firstly bring attention to the amazing South River, where the water that flows through this water system begins its terrestrial journey. And then also to learn from all the different communities we passed through along the way to the sea. And so we're at Dodge County Landing. And we had a slow day today.
Yeah, we had a nice slow day. Started. Met a fisherman as we were about to take off from the sandbar.
A couple miles south of Sandy Hammock, I think is where we were taking off from.
Yep.
Are you recording this as well?
No. Okay.
No, this is still transmitting. So.
We're still learning about how to do this.
We've been in really bad, in areas that have really poor cell reception, and so this broadcast only works if we have live internet connection on the phones. So we've had a few times where we've lost a broadcast. So we're trying to record them as well.
Yeah.
And we will update yesterday's as soon as we can because we had technical difficulties with that. But we have a recording, which is great.
Oh, got it. I know. I'm trying to think of what were the big moments of today.
So today we packed up, and the sun came out. It was pretty boiling. Charlotte, who's still with us, thankfully, she's amazing. Headed out, probably about 45 minutes before we did. And, we got out on the water. We met, as Sarah was saying, a fisherman named Mr. Wilcox, and talked about the red-breasted something like that.
Yeah,
that had a really clean taste that he loved to fish from that part of the river.
He did not like that the fish were. Had been brought in.
Alatuna or something like that.
I thought it was other catfish.
Yeah, it was another catfish called like the Alatuna or something like that. Not a tuna fish, but.
Got it.
It had a name something like that. Alapusa? I don't know.
I didn't actually hear that.
Something along that. Yeah. Line. The flathead one.
Yeah.
And like I said, it was a really slow day. So we went. Maybe 10 miles total today?
Yeah.
And we took all day to do it.
Yeah.
We had a few times... I mean, I'm often in the front. I often like physically feeling going at a really, really good pace. And today I was the last one on the river solidly. And I felt it's interesting because of a day, we had this day's rest and I was very well rested, and I had a good night's sleep last night too, but there was something in me that just wanted to go slow today, so I did.
Yeah, sounds good.
And we had, when we were coming into, so we were coming to Dodge County Landing where my dad and my Uncle Rich and my kids were going to meet us with a picnic at 3-ish. So that was our goal today, which we achieved handily. However, Charlotte got ahead of us. And then there were a couple of places where it was confusing what was happening with the river.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we arrived here, Charlotte wasn't here. We had to find where she was.
Mm-hmm. But that worked out.
It worked out. So we had to call her and send pictures of where we were. And then what did she do? She found...
She walked here.
She walked here.
So we're sort of anticipating that tomorrow there may be a little bit of a tricky start because this section it's kind of on this roundabout, and there was another way that would have been faster, but we knew we were coming to this landing, so we needed to do the longer route. And apparently, as we come out of this longer route, there could be some branches down, or at least where Charlotte had gone to seemed like it could be a little challenging. So I think we're going to want to take it carefully, that beginning section, which is good. Yeah, we also stopped at a sandbar for a while, and made a ritual for
three different rituals.
A couple different rituals for us to
perform, do.
To do as part of the beginning of each of our days. I think that's something that we started on our day off talking about. We just really haven't had that much time to actually think about the next phase of this project with the installations, and then we did on our day off in Hawkinsville, which was great. And thinking about those coming into grounding with each other and with the water as we go forward in this work. It's something that maybe we should have done from the beginning, but it's coming out of this middle point process, and I think that's good. I'm excited to have that space in the mornings together to do that.
And I got to play with my kids in the river. My dad brought an amazing spread for us all.
Yes,
an absolutely amazing spread that my mom went out and purchased on direct orders with a grocery list from my sister. Mm-hmm. And my dad and Uncle Richie and the two boys drove out and met us at this landing. About an hour and a half drive each way. And we played. And we feasted, and then we played in the water. And swam a lot, and dug holes into the sand where the sand becomes really cold once you dig down into it. And then we tried to make an underground kingdom for not Poseidon, but Posidonia, which was the name of the queen, the underwater queen we came up with, which I'm down with. And then had lots of hijinks of doing different routines of walking along as if nothing's happening and then falling into the cavern of Poseidonia.
Oh my gosh. Wow. I had no idea that the whole world was created.
Yeah. We just freaking manufacture worlds together. It's amazing. Just enjoyed being... Arlo did a lot of starfish floating down, so he would go run up all the way up the sandbar and then lay like a starfish and float all the way down until I told him it was time to stand up. and Eden really wanted to like mess with him the whole time, but he was very good about not, but just getting really close to. So it was really funny to watch Arlo just like floating down, oblivious to anything that's going on, and Eden just trying and succeeding not to fuck with his brother, but getting really close to doing it in all kinds of different ways. So that was quite a lot of fun.
Yeah. How are you feeling now? I know that's hard for you to be away from them.
It is, yeah. Not ideal to be away from them. I know they're in a great place with my mom, and they're, you know, it's not a weird thing for kids to go and, you know, spend a good chunk of the summer with their grandparents. And I know they're happy, and I got a text from my mom saying that they are, they're in the tub laughing about and telling stories about the gators they saw and how deep the water was and hanging out with Charlotte and all kinds of stuff that they were just like regaling them with stories about. And not a tear in the eye, but it is hard to know if what I'm doing here is right in terms of like taking care of my, you know, top priorities and stuff. I'm very glad to be doing this, but also I'm a mom, so, and I love my kids very much. So I know it's fine, but it is, it's not easy.
Yeah. Did they really see gators?
No.
Oh.
No, they're just telling stories.
Gotcha.
It's not deep at all. I also, like, I don't know if they were saying it was super shallow or we dug really deep, but that's just the text I got. But
right.
No, it's incredibly shallow, and there were no gators. But I did get them out of the water by saying, it's almost the time when gators come out, so we might need to think about that. But we've been playing in the water for, yeah, a solid hour, an hour and a half. So, and I'm sure my dad needed to get back on the road. But it was a lovely visit.
Yeah. So grateful for all that good food, good company. Thank you, Parrish family.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Should we sign off?
Yeah. Let's be done.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.